of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those of us who have followed this week's news cannot fail to have noticed that Thursday, the 31st of August, was the 20th anniversary of Princess Diana's death. Few of us who watched her funeral on TV will forget Elton John's rendering of Candle in the Wind as a tribute, beginning Goodbye, England's Rose, and his alteration of a subsequent line to Your candle burned out long before your legend ever will. I have often wondered whether the public display of grief would have been the same if Diana died so suddenly and shockingly on a chilly weekday in February, rather than on a summer holiday, summer Sunday in August, while many families were still away, as they are today, in this transition period between the bank holiday and the start of the next academic year. But whether people admired the princess as a feminist role model, fashion icon, beauty, and indefatigable helper of the marginalized, or cringed at the open displays of marital disharmony from both her and Prince Charles, she was undoubtedly a unique personality. In the first reading from the second book of Kings, fortunes are reversed in a more positive direction. After the Aramean king has besieged Samaria, the Israelite capital of the divided kingdom, for so long that a famine ensues and food and fuel prices become extortionate, a group of lepers who are starving outside the city gate decide that they might do worse than desert to the Aramean camp, but arrive to find the camp empty, as the Lord has engineered the sound of a great army approaching, which caused the Arameans to flee. After helping themselves to some of the food, drink, silver, gold, and clothing left behind, the lepers decide that this is wrong and tell the Samaritan gatekeepers to inform the Israelite king of the new situation. The lepers can be seen in parallel with Jesus' assertion that the last will be first, perhaps illustrated most powerfully in the Gospels when he entrusts Peter, the apostle who has seemingly understood him least and who disowns him during his trial, with the worldwide church. After messengers are sent to test the truth of the lepers' information, the Aramean camp is plundered, and Samaritan food prices could once again come down, as Elisha prophesied. The death of one of the king's favourite officers is significant because he expressed doubt to Elisha that the power of the Lord could bring about such a dramatic change of circumstances. Paul's first visit to Corinth, as recounted in Acts, is marked by a series of contrasting events. At first, all goes well, as he lodges with Aquila and his wife Priscilla, Italian Jews, works with them as a fellow tent maker, and spends the Sabbath in the synagogue, trying to convince Jews and Greeks of Christ's message. But later, the Jews turn against him, so he leaves the synagogue in order to concentrate on the Gentiles. An official of the synagogue and all his household were converted, and many other Corinthians baptized after listening to Paul. However, he must still have felt endangered, since the Lord encourages him in a dream one night to go on speaking. For I am with you, and no one will lay a hand on you to harm you, which gives Paul the strength to continue his mission for 18 months. After that, the Jews took advantage of a new Roman proconsul, Gallio, to bring Paul before the tribunal, accusing him of persuading people to worship God in ways that are contrary to the law. But once again, the threat to Paul is averted, as the proconsul refuses to become involved and dismisses the case, allowing Paul to remain in Corinth for as long as he wants. These two readings, so far apart in both time and context, share the common theme of renewal. Fresh beginnings after periods of suffering, brought about by the unexpected grace of God. The psalmist urges us to give thanks to the Lord and remember the wonderful works he has done. So we should remember Princess Diana's legacy of caring for the disadvantaged as her gift to the world. Princess Diana died, but her legacy lives on through her sons, and her image can never change. Our summer is nearly over, but the coming week will bring opportunities for a new beginning. Jesus Christ also died young, but his death, far from being a tragedy, marked the beginning of the greatest period that history will ever know. Let us give thanks to God and go forward in joyful expectation. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, let us never